It's 12 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Dan Bomas. In for Maria Chaleos, this is Utah's Noon News. KSL's top story this hour is from ABC News. George Santos, the congressman from New York, has been expelled from the House of Representatives, the sixth time that a sitting member of the House of Representatives has ever been expelled. Santos was voted out by his colleagues after accusations that he lied about his background, stole from his campaign, and committed dozens of crimes that have been charged by federal prosecutors.
There was dead silence in the crowded chamber as Speaker Mike Johnson read the result.
Under Clause 5D of Rule 20, the chair announces to the House that in light of the expulsion of the gentleman from New York, Mr. Santos, the whole number of the House is now 434.
And Johnson's working majority shrinks to just three Republicans. Santos has told reporters he intends to leave D.C. and look for something else to do ahead of his trial, which starts in September. Asked if he's afraid of going to prison, Santos replied, "Of course. Wouldn't you be?" Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Every member of the House from Utah voted in favor of Santos' expulsion. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with what they're saying. Amy?
Dan, it comes as no surprise that all of Utah's Republican representatives in the House voted this way, but their distaste for Santos' actions is clear in statements to KSL News Radio. Congressman John Curtis says that the evidence and nature of violations of Santos exceeded conduct that should be tolerated. Comments from Utah's other House members are very similar. Congressman Burgess Owens says it was clear from the Ethics Committee report that Santos egregiously violated the standards expected of a member of Congress. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories at this hour. Former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died. The court announced her death in a statement this morning, saying it was related to complications related to advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. ABC News senior national correspondent Terry Moran reports.
She was a national figure in a way few Supreme Court justices ever are. And she understood that, but hewed closely to her duties on the court, really only deploying her celebrity, as you might think it is, in good works and good causes. The last cause of her life before she retired from public life altogether was to try to improve civic education in America. She felt Americans were losing grasp of how our country works.
And Sandra Day O'Connor was 93 years old. The host of Inside Sources on KSL News Radio, Boyd Matheson, joined Utah's Morning News to talk about her legacy.
She was also a firm believer that everyone had to have a seat at the table and that everyone had to have a voice at the table and that everyone needed to listen to everyone at the table. And so she really felt that. And while she's often focused on being that first woman, she recognized it was everyone's voices. It wasn't just having a seat at the table because she was a woman. It was because better decisions get made when men are at the table, women are at the table, everybody's at the table and can actually be heard.
Former U.S. Attorney for Utah, John Huber, spoke to Utah's Morning News shortly after the announcement of her passing, added that Sandra Day O'Connor was the epitome of judicial temperament.
She just served an important role to show that we could build consensus, we could build a majority, which I think is maybe the most defining role of her on the court, is that she was a consensus builder to come to some of those opinions that were issued.
Huber said O'Connor was a great example of Governor Spencer Cox's mission to disagree better. Other national stories that KSL is following this hour. The temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has come to a close today, with both sides once again ramping up the fighting inside Gaza. ABC's Ines de la Quatera is in Jerusalem with more.
Israel claims it was Hamas that broke the ceasefire by firing rockets at Israel just minutes after the extension came to an end at 7 a.m. local time. And Israel firing back. We are starting to see that shelling ramping up again. The death toll quickly climbing in Gaza once again, with at least 109 people in Gaza killed.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken responded to a recent New York Times report that Israeli officials knew about the Hamas attack plan more than a year before the events of October 7th.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday there will be, quote, plenty of opportunity for a full accounting of what happened in Israel on October 7th, who knew what and when about the Hamas attacks. Blinken did not address the specific details of the New York Times report that says Israeli officials had the Hamas battle plan for more than a year, but dismissed it as aspirational.
I think there'll be time, and I know this will happen, there'll be accountability looking at what led up to October 7th.
Karen Travers, ABC News,
Secretary Blinken said they'll continue to monitor if Israel holds up their agreement to better avoid civilian deaths.
Just today, Israel's already moved out on parts of that, including sending out information, making it clear where people could be in safe areas in Gaza. And we'll be looking at that going forward.
Blinken says they'll continue to do whatever it takes to get every hostage out. Snow is coming down this news hour. The KSL Traffic Center reporting on more than 10 crashes this morning on our freeways. We'll have a full look at our weather report in just a minute. But for now, let's take a first look at traffic with KSL News Radio's Ricky Meese.
We do have snow coming down again higher up in the elevations of the canyons, as well as along I-15 in parts of Box Elder and Weber County, especially between Willard Bay all the way down through Clearfield and Layton Hills Mall. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News time is 12:06.
Are you ready for another Olympic Games, Utah?
I think it's doable.
We are a community that has Olympics in our DNA.
It would be really exciting.
How are you feeling right now?
Listen this week, Salt Lake City 2034 on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. I've got to tell you about the shopping experience that Dee and I had the other day at the Western Nut Company. First of all, when you walk into, I like to call it the mothership, the store right there where all of the magic happens at 434 South on 3rd West. You walk through the door and the smell of the nuts that are being roasted right there in the back area and the decor, it is just a holiday experience. And the great selection from Paul's Brittles to traditional Western Nut gift boxes that are all pre-wrapped, ready to go, to even the beautiful decorations. And they're playing an old music box that just puts you in the mood for gift giving this holiday season. And be sure to pick up some treats for yourself. And by the way, Dee and I always mail things back to Dee's relatives in Missouri. They do the mailing right there. Look for the kiosks that are going to be popping up all over the place. You can also go online at westernnut.com. You're going to love it.
Get ready, Utah. It's Medicare annual enrollment period, so why not make enrolling easier with United Healthcare? Whether you choose our online tools or over-the-phone support, United Healthcare will help you compare options so you can choose a plan with confidence. This is Medicare made for Utah. Trusted everywhere. Explore our wide range of plans by calling United Healthcare today at 1-855-MEET-UHC. That's 1-855-MEET-UHC. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, so call today.
In 400 AD, a forgotten time in ancient America, warrior prophet Moroni must preserve the history of his fallen nation while being hunted by a ruthless tyrant.
Where is the brave general now?
From Freestyle Releasing and Great Scott Entertainment comes...
The memory of my God!
The Oath.
My faith and my freedom! My wife and my son!
The Oath, coming to theaters on December 8th, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. More information is available at oathmovie.com.
Peterson Art Center. Give the gift of creativity with a gift certificate good for any art or pottery class. It's the perfect gift for spouses, kids, friends, and seniors. The Peterson Art Center in Sugar House.
We've had snow falling in downtown Salt Lake City this news hour, and we'll continue to see snow around the Wasatch Front today and through the weekend. National Weather Service senior meteorologist Monica Traphagen says how much snow you see really depends on where you live.
So typically the farther north your valley is, the more snow you're going to see with this whole thing through Sunday.
By Sunday night, we're looking at 2 to 4 inches in the valleys and upwards of 2.5 feet in some parts of the mountains. The storm will also progressively clear out the bad air, breaking the inversion. Perfect timing for Utah's ski resorts, Snow Basin and Snowbird, opened yesterday. Deer Valley and Sundance will be opening tomorrow. KSL News time is 12:09. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meeks.
Snowplows are out along I-80 in Parley's Canyon, where the snow is coming down once again. The road is mostly clear. It's wet. You may see some slower speeds, though, in the upper half of the canyon. Don't forget, we do have restrictions still in place for Highway 8991. That's Sardine Canyon. And an accident now. This is southbound Beck Street at I-15 to go southbound. Overall, Salt Lake County freeways not bad, but a little further north, you are going to run into some precipitation, and it may slow your drive anywhere from Kaysville all the way to Willard Bay. Witness the magic of the Nutcracker, opening December 8th with the timeless music of Tchaikovsky, performed live by the Ballet West Orchestra. Tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the first day of meteorological winter. We're going for 37 as a high and snow showers likely. Overnight lows will dip off into the upper 20s with snow showers overnight. We keep those windows of snow for tomorrow, high of 39. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's 36 with a little bit of snow falling in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's New News, we'll be talking about the expulsion of Congressman George Santos from Congress, something that is still taking shape as authorities in New York State decide how they're going to handle that. On KSL, streaming at home on any smart speaker, in your car at 102.7 FM, this is KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
You can't expect a policeman to unclog your drain. You shouldn't ask a teacher to change your oil. And you wouldn't want a fireman to clean your teeth. So why would we let politicians take over our internet service? That's just not what they do. Experience proves government-run networks mean waste, corruption, and failure. One example, called Utopia, promised to provide internet service in 16 cities within a few years. But over 20 years and hundreds of millions of dollars later, a better name would be Dystopia. They say it's almost complete. We say stop wasting our money. Go to nogovinternet.com and tell lawmakers enough is enough. Local tax dollars are precious, and public employees have plenty to do already. Don't let politicians mess with our internet. Paid for by NoGovInternet.com, a project of Domestic Policy Caucus.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/save. That's eucora.com/save.
Holiday stories from Shane Company customers.
My three girls are coming home for the holidays. I created a gemstone necklace for each of them at Shane Company. Gracie loves yellow, so I chose citrine for her. For Ava, I chose blue topaz. It's known to bring clarity. And for Lexi, I went with her birthstone, amethyst. Each gift is unique, just like them.
Personalize your gift with rare and vibrant gemstones sourced from around the world. 'Tis the season to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
Home is your sanctuary, or is it? If you're looking for spacious living and ample yard space, stop by an open house December 11th, 5 to 7 p.m. to preview Nielsen Homes' newest Diamond E family home, just north of Salt Lake, making commute time easy. And these homes are move-in ready and have spacious yards. See the Nielsen Homes difference with spacious family living floor plans and nice-sized yards. Take advantage of amazing end-of-the-year promotions, too. Nielsen Homes has been building homes across the Wasatch Front for over 45 years to accommodate things you need with things you love. During their open house event December 11th, enjoy warm churros and free pictures with Santa and see just how great low maintenance and spacious family living can be. That's 5 to 7 p.m. December 11th at Nielsen Homes Diamond E Community, 2630 North, 3200 West in Plain City. Visit Nielsen Homes Communities at nielsenhomes.com. N-I-L-S-O-N homes.com.
The secret is out. Snowbird is a different breed of mountain. Enjoy Utah's deepest and steepest skiing and snowboarding this season by visiting snowbird.com.
The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah State Aggies quarterback Levi Williams is foregoing his senior season in hopes of becoming a Navy SEAL. He's sharing more about why in an exclusive interview with KSL Sports. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Congressman George Santos has officially been expelled from the House of Representatives, the sixth person in U.S. history to meet that fate. And third, traffic and weather together. Here's KSL News Radio's Ricky Meeks.
Snowfall coming down, making for slightly reduced speeds along I-15 between Perry and Kaysville. Also, restrictions in place for all vehicles traveling Sardine Canyon, Highway 8991. Ricky Meeks in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers in the forecast today with some cleaner air moving in. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, we're at 36 degrees. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. In a 311-114 vote, the House of Representatives voted to expel, to kick out, New York Republican George Santos. The state's governor will call a special election to fill the seat. Santos faces federal fraud and other charges. ABC's Jay O'Brien at the Capitol.
His office stays open. Santos is no longer a congressman. His belongings in the office have to be cleared out. But the staff can still stay there. The House clerk takes over that office and still fulfills the duties of a congressional office, constituent services, and things of that nature. But there's no vote for Santos's constituents in Congress.
As the Israel-Hamas ceasefire ends, this shocker of a report. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The horrors of October 7th, the lapses in security, the planning by Hamas laid out in a stunning report. The New York Times saying that Israeli officials had the Hamas battle plan in their hands for more than a year before hundreds of Hamas fighters stormed into Israel and slaughtered more than 1,200 people. But the Times says the Hamas plan was dismissed by the Israelis, who believed it would be too difficult for Hamas to carry out.
Former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor has died, 93.
Beyond breaking the glass ceiling as the first female member of the nation's highest court, Sandra Day O'Connor was a rare example of a justice who came up through electoral politics rather than the federal judiciary. She was a leader of the Arizona legislature and then a state appeals court judge when Ronald Reagan nominated her in 1981. As a justice, O'Connor was a reliable swing vote who sided with liberals on abortion and gay rights and with conservatives against affirmative action. She wrote in 2003 that it was the court's hope that after a quarter century, racial preferences would no longer be necessary. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Illinois Appeals Court has upheld the Empire actor Jesse Smollett's disorderly conduct conviction. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. Every member of the House from Utah voted to oust George Santos this morning. Congresswoman Celeste Molloy joins us live now. And Celeste, what was your thought process going into this?
Yeah, I really didn't like that we had to do this vote today. Normally, I think the voters are the checks on members of Congress. But after reading the 54-page ethics report, it was clear that a bipartisan ethics committee, the ethics committee, maybe some people don't know this, is actually evenly split between Republicans and Democrats. So there's no, it doesn't lean either way. And they unanimously recommended expulsion, because they found that he was using his campaign committee to falsify reports on to the FEC and using campaign funds for personal purposes and engaging in fraudulent conduct and sort of flouting the rules. This isn't an instance where somebody made a mistake and then rectified it. He never tried to rectify any of it, never even acted apologetic. And if Americans are to be able to have any faith in Congress, we've got to, our ethics rules have to mean something. We have ethics rules. He broke them. So I decided I had to vote to expel.
Did you discuss all this with other representatives from Utah before the vote?
A little bit here and there. It's been a really busy week. And as I, you know, ran into him in the hall or caught him on the House floor when we were voting, I asked which way they were leaning and what they were thinking. But I didn't know for sure until I saw the vote, how everyone was going to vote.
How do you
other
feel?
Than John Curtis, who tweeted.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the level of trust that's given to you as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives when you see something like this going on in the House?
Yeah, so everyone knows I'm brand new here. This is my third full day as a member of Congress. And I said on Tuesday when I was sworn in that this is it's an honor. It's a privilege to be able to serve and to represent the people of Utah. And I think representing people is a responsibility that should be really held in high regard.
That's why
we have ethics rules. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. We're out of time, Congresswoman Molloy, but thank you very much for joining us here on KSL News Radio.
Thank you.
Our KSL News time is 12:20. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. And here's Ricky Meek.
Salt Lake County roads, not too bad. And I-15 looking pretty rough right now in Davis and parts of Weber County where the snowfall is coming down. So anywhere from Centerville up to Clearfield and then again along I-15 in the Willard area, you could see some slower speeds due to the weather. Just use caution out there and have those lights and wipers on. Also, Sardine Canyon, it's kind of messy. We've had restrictions in place there most of the morning or for a little while this morning. And you are going to see a very slow and nasty drive, especially between Wellsville and Manaway. Now we're starting to see I-84 and Highway 89 getting hammered in Davis County, especially in the Uinta South Weber area over to Mountain Green. But all of Highway 89, both directions between I-84 and I-15, seeing snowfall and slow speeds. From a recovery program to a place to lay your head at night, with breakfast, lunch, and dinner served every day, please help the Rescue Mission of Salt Lake. Visit rescuesaltlake.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. Let's bring in that cleaner air with some snow showers today. Yes, sir. High of 37. We're going 39 tomorrow. Snow showers again. We switch it over to a rain-snow mix, maybe even full-on rain, for Sunday. 42 the high. Mostly cloudy, 44 on Monday. Goes to 46, partly cloudy next Tuesday. But the haze returns with high pressure Wednesday and Thursday next week. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. Highs in the mid-30s. And hazy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 36 degrees with light snow in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Advanced Window Products is having their biggest sale of the year. If your old windows let the winter cold seep in, now's the time to get the highest quality double pane windows and custom insulated frames. Advanced Window Products is a local company that crafts beautiful precision frames right here in Salt Lake City for 37 years. And the magic is, they cut out the middleman. They build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. So you save on the highest quality windows and frames. Any style, any color. Any questions? Ah, yes, financing. They offer 60-month 0% financing. They'll even let you put off the first payment up to 2 years. And while that's tempting to think about, the reason to call them right now is the biggest sale of the year. This month only, when they do your entire home of 10 windows or more, you get $3,500 off plus a free premium glass upgrade. So call Advanced Window Products right now. 801-850-9100. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com.
Guys, does she need a little escape this year? Introducing Cozy Escape Pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts. These PJs are just the getaway she needs. So take that time off and plan a holiday staycation. Cozy Escape Pajamas make the perfect gift for your special someone who deserves a little rest and relaxation. Treat her to luxurious Next Level Cozy Signature Soft Fleece. They're as light as a dream and will keep her oh so warm, like snuggling in her favorite blanket. She'll love to cuddle in Cozy Escape PJs on those extra chilly nights. With Pajamagram, you can even add gift packaging. Order now for guaranteed delivery by Christmas. She's missed out on a lot of things she loves this year, so this Christmas, give her the escape she deserves. These new PJs are selling fast, so order today. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com to order Cozy Escape Pajamas. Pajamagram.com.
The semi-annual sale is underway at Foothill Oriental Rugs. Jim Weber is with me. And tell us a little bit about your latest trips and the people that you're helping.
There's a guy I've dealt with in Pakistan. His name is Mahmood. He's Afghan. And he still has rug manufacturing infrastructure going on in northwestern Afghanistan, where they're doing the most beautiful vegetable-dyed rug production in the world right now. And I love giving those people work, because if anyone needs jobs, it's the Afghans. These Afghan vegetable-dyed rugs are just beautiful pieces of textile art.
Every time I come into the store, you have such a great variety for people to choose from. The other thing that really differentiates you from the other guy, they can even take them home if they want to.
It's hard to make a decision on a rug until you see it in the space. So we always encourage our customers to try them in the space before they make a decision. If you've ever needed a rug, this is a great time to come in and look at rugs because our retail prices are better than the industry on average. And right now, they're marked down up to 70% off.
Don't miss out. The semi-annual sale is underway now at Foothill Oriental Rugs, 1460 South Foothill Drive, just south of Foothill Village.
Attention Wasatch Front businesses and property managers. Don't wait for bad weather to schedule professional snow service with GoPave Utah. Your complete parking lot safety starts at GoPaveUtah.com.
Well, expired food in the fridge is the latest TikTok video to go viral.
2 weeks ago, Alana Barron posted a video of what she calls the annual purge when she and her siblings clean out the fridge of their parents' home. Turns out her mother, Maria, thinks expiration dates are a bit loose. Inside the fridge was a bottle of sriracha from 2018 and a bottle of sesame oil from 2015, both of which Maria refused to part with.
When you need sesame oil, where are you going to go to?
Within days, the video exploded to 11 million views. Roughly the same amount of bacteria that you could find in the sriracha. However, thousands of comments poured in supporting Maria, saying things like, tossing that sriracha is an actual crime, and that sriracha was just getting good.
That's ABC's Danny New reporting. Watching Utah's money now, McDonald's revamping their burgers. Fast food giant announced it'll be replacing some buns, adding more secret sauce, and cooking burger patties in smaller batches for a more uniform sear. No word on whether that'll make a difference in the price. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge shows prices are cooling. It was the lowest year-over-year inflation rate in more than 2.5 years. And compared with 12 months ago, core prices rose 3.5%. Looking at the markets right now, the Dow Jones average is up on the day, 253 points. The NASDAQ up 53. The S&P 500 is up 22 right now. KSL News time is 12:26.
As I look at my path to the NFL, I wouldn't have been able to do it by myself. Having a supporting cast for me made all the difference, both on and off the field. And the thing I realized this last year was having that supporting cast made my dreams and my goals a reality. I prepare as best as I can for every situation on the football field. You know, that same mindset applies to me as a husband, as a dad. And being a new father with an 8-month-old child, I've realized that, you know, I now have a responsibility to my son and to my wife, just like I do my teammates. I spent all my time being a quarterback, and I need to find people that I can trust and rely upon. Deseret First Credit Union, they are those people that are spending all that time to help me manage and take care of my family. My name is Taysom Hill, and my why is faith, family, and football.
The Olympics are returning to Salt Lake City.
We invite Salt Lake City to host the Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games.
Utah is now the preferred host for the Games in 2034.
The next 10 years is Utah's 10 years. This is us.
Find out what happens next as Utah finalizes its historic position for 2034.
Congratulations, Utah.
We have updates mornings and afternoons and analysis during the Games.
Salt Lake City 2034 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News time, 12:28. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
Snowfall is slowing down the drive in Box Elder, Weber, and Davis counties, especially along I-15 and Legacy Parkway, anywhere from Centerville to Roy, and again by Willard Bay. Also, restrictions in place for Highway 8991, Sardine Canyon, where it's been pretty nasty of a drive. Slushy and plows are out, especially between Wellsville and Manaway, both directions. Again, the side streets in Ogden, Washington Boulevard, Wall Avenue, and then I-84 is also getting coated and slow from South Weber over to Mountain Green, north and southbound. Highway 89 also seeing snow and delays as you go either direction between Farmington up to the I-84 Junction. Salt Lake County freeways and I-15 in Utah County, no problems reported. Join the Utah Symphony for the greatest classical hits from the 1700s to today. Tickets start at $21. Get yours today at utahsymphony.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers in the forecast for today, 37 the high, and we'll likely see the air quality improve as the day progresses. Overnight lows will dip off into the upper 20s, snow showers possible overnight. Tomorrow, more snow showers, 39. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And good afternoon. KSL News time is 12:30. I'm Dan Bomas, sitting in for Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. The ACLU of Utah is defending the rights of homeless people in Utah after a complaint was filed by some local businesses earlier in the year against Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell is live with more on this amicus brief. Hugo?
Dan, the ACLU brief agrees with the original complaint that arresting and ticketing people who are experiencing homelessness just makes the situation worse, and it says it further drives them into poverty. They claim the city cannot simply arrest their way out of homelessness, and demolishing or moving homeless camps for people who rely on them to survive is a breach of their civil liberties. The original complaint came from 9 Salt Lake City residents and business owners who said homeless camps were existing outside state laws and damaging their businesses. Several photos of homeless people publicly defecating and using hard drugs like black tar heroin and fentanyl, as well as evidence of property damage, were submitted to the courts in the complaint. They also claim the police response has been inadequate. Reporting live, Hugo Rickard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City is down one planning commissioner this week after a member of the planning commission resigned over what she said was her colleague's lack of expertise. University of Utah finance professor Andra Gent says the other commissioners weren't familiar with urban economics. She adds the rules for the commission keeps it from making meaningful change in the city. Gent still supports the mayor, Aaron Mendenhall, who thanked the commissioner for her work. Will the gondola that's planned for Little Cottonwood Canyon now leave a mark on Olympic visitors who come to Utah in 2034? Well, KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more on that.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson says Utah set a standard across the world back in 2002 that she thinks the gondola can hurt.
We have built a reputation on winter sports and doing it in the right way. We have the Olympic Games coming in 10 years. Let's keep our Cottonwood Canyons pure and beautiful.
Wilson says the 8-mile gondola with 260-foot-tall towers will mar one of Utah's natural jewels. Snowbirds president Dave Fields takes a different stance, though. On the other hand, Snowbirds president Dave Fields says the gondola wouldn't have much of an impact on the games anyway. He says there have been zero talks with anyone Olympics-related about hosting contests at Little Cottonwood Canyon ski resorts. The project will likely take decades to complete, meaning it may not even be up by the time 2034 rolls around. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Federal judge has overturned the state of Montana's proposed ban on TikTok. The judge ruled the state had overstepped its boundaries by trying to limit access to the app. ABC's Will Reeve reports.
The state had argued that TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese mega startup ByteDance, could be used to spy on or indoctrinate citizens. The judge ruling in favor of TikTok on First Amendment grounds, essentially saying TikTok has a right to exist as a business and consumers have a right to use it, suggesting that the Montana ban was targeted more at China than at protecting consumers.
The judge called the ban likely unconstitutional. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis joined Utah's Morning News to go over how this will affect Utah's lawsuit against TikTok.
Utah has taken it a little bit further and attempting now to ban a TikTok without parental permission and that type of thing. So we're taking some baby steps into this banning of TikTok, but Montana's broad, broad stroke outright ban altogether is probably not going to be constitutional on First Amendment ground.
The outright ban in Montana was set to take effect on New Year's Day, and it would have become the first state to entirely block a single app within its borders. Other national stories KSL is following. New numbers show San Francisco is more vacant than ever. Office vacancies there have never been higher.
While San Francisco's homeless and crime issues have taken the spotlight, a huge number of empty offices in the city is believed to be linked more to that San Francisco was so tech company focused pre-pandemic, and many tech companies have stuck with remote work. Their workers don't go in anymore, and the companies just don't need the office space any longer. Colin Yasukochi is executive director of the Tech Insight Center at CBRE.
We have a vacancy rate of a little over 35%.
The lack of tech workers filling offices, streets, and stores also leaves more room for the homeless and crime problems to grow. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Arizona is taking a page out of Utah's book and going after pharmacy benefit managers and insulin manufacturers. Arizona's Attorney General Chris May says they've been artificially inflating the price of insulin.
We're seeking injunctive relief to stop these companies from doing this. We're seeking restitution to send money back to the insulin consumers, the people who need this drug the most.
And Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes announced a lawsuit against those same groups last month, calling it an illegal pricing scheme. With a first look at traffic now, here's KSL News Radio's Ricky Meese.
We're hearing early reports that crews may be getting ready to close Ogden Canyon SR-39. Not a lot of details at this point. And for right now, I am looking at a live shot and traffic is getting through, but it is a very snow-covered road. It's coming down up there, so you do want to be careful if you have to travel SR-39 Ogden Canyon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News time is 12:36.
A change in the weather is coming.
Better snow chances, not only in the mountains, but now looking like the valleys could see some.
Stop by two or three times a day for a reliable KSL forecast. Every 10 minutes on the nines on KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Amanda, we have a lot of responsibilities as parents. You feel obligated to teach your kids many things, if not all things in life sometimes, which is a little overwhelming. But it's surprising how little we talk to our kids about money.
Financial responsibility.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so excited to tell you about what UCCU is doing, Utah Community Credit Union. As part of their mobile banking, they now have this thing called Learn and Earn.
Learn and Earn breaks down financial topics into fun, bite-sized educational games like quizzes and trivia. And every time anybody in the family completes a topic, you earn points that can accrue and you can redeem for gift cards from places like Amazon, Apple, Walmart, and others.
So literally, they are paying you to learn about financial responsibility.
It really is a great way to go, and it's fun for the whole family. Learn and Earn is part of UCCU's award-winning Be Money Smart Youth Banking program that helps kids, teens, and parents have fun while learning and becoming financially literate together.
UCCU Mobile Banking now presents Learn and Earn. UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
This is KSL's Noon, Utah's Noon News. I'm Dan Bomas in for Maria Chaleos. The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is being remembered for her superb judicial temperament. She passed away at the age of 93. KSL News time, 12:37. Utah State Aggies quarterback Levi Williams will forego his senior season in hopes of becoming a Navy SEAL. He shared more about why exclusively with KSL Sports.
Not only was Williams staring another year of eligibility in the face, he's getting married in March. He tells Hans and Scotty on the KSL Sports Zone he felt now was the perfect time to step away from football so he can be ready for Hell Week. He told his fiance,
"Hey, like, this is what's on my heart. This is where I feel like God's calling me." She said, "You know what? That's awesome. Like, let's do it. I'm with you till the end."
Williams says he wants to protect this great country where we get to play football. He's still eligible to play in the Aggies' upcoming bowl game.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small. A tax hike proposal in Weber County met stiff resistance at a recent public hearing. Gene Svanek of Slaterville shared his thoughts.
This might be for the legislature, but the evaluation of the property, it went up $1,500 in 1 year.
Another resident described the series of tax increases in that area as death by cuts. Three men have pleaded guilty to federal charges surrounding a mail robbery that happened in August of 22. This happened at gunpoint, and they were planning to use the stolen mail to get money. After confronting a letter carrier in Salt Lake City, police were able to track the men using footage from a nearby library. An Amber Alert has been issued in Victor, Idaho, for a missing 10-month-old. Police say the baby's mother is dead and the baby is likely in imminent danger. The father, Jeremy Albert Best, is the suspect. Police received a call last night. The location of Best and the baby still unknown. They're believed to be driving a 1995 black Chevy Tahoe with Idaho license plate 1T39349. KSL News time is 12:39. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
Snowfall in north of Salt Lake County. If you're going to be traveling any of the major roadways, Legacy, I-15, Highway 89, I-84, and the canyons and some of the surface streets, be aware the snow could slow you down, especially between Woods Cross into Layton and then again as you go from North Ogden up to Perry. Now, we are getting early reports that they may be considering closing SR-39 Ogden Canyon. We have not received anything official yet, and so far I'm seeing traffic get through. But just be aware that could be on the horizon. Now, Salt Lake County Freeway still seeing a really nice and quiet drive, and you may see some wet roads out there, but overall, no snow really impacting your noontime commute. We do have a new accident, though. This is northbound I-15 in Davis County at 200 North in Kaysville by the ponds. Live at the Eccles presents an orchestral Christmas with Marie Osmond. Two shows Saturday, December 2nd at the Eccles Theater. Tickets at liveeccles.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's time to clear out the smog. We've got snow showers today, high of 37. Cleaner air as the day progresses. 28 overnight with snow showers. Tomorrow we've got periods and windows of snow, temperatures in the upper 30s. Moving into Sunday, rain, snow showers, 42. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now we're at 36 degrees with some light snow in Salt Lake City. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Dan Bomas, in for KSL News Radio's Maria Chaleos. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, we're finally seeing that snow in the mountains, and we'll be talking with Greg Gagne with the Utah Avalanche Center on KSL, streaming online at kslnewsradio.com, in your car at 102.7 FM. This is Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Up to a 30% upfront bonus and 12% per year guaranteed growth for retirement. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and these are the highest guarantees with annuities I have seen in my life. When interest rates are this high, there are silver linings, and annuity guarantees are one of them. Up to a 30% bonus upfront for retirement income. On $100,000, that's up to $42,000 guaranteed in the first year, and it's because of the economy and its high interest rates. Don't let anyone, especially another financial advisor, tell you it's not true. Up to 30% upfront just for opening an account and up to 12% per year guaranteed income growth. Don't miss out. This won't last forever. If you have an old 401k, get up to 30% upfront and 12% guaranteed growth for income today. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. Over the years, I've talked a lot about hard water takes years off the life of water heaters and other appliances in your home, leaves scum on the shower walls, and you almost need a jackhammer to remove that. I've talked about how Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer, their water softeners are maintenance-free. You just don't need adjustment, and they do the job with two-thirds less salt than other softeners. But today, I want to talk about the exhilarating feeling of stepping into a hot bath or shower and feeling that pure, soft water cascade over your skin. It feels like every pore in your body wants to stand up and start singing. And afterward, there are no itchy hard water deposits sticking all over you. You really should look into a soft water system from Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. You can learn more about Kinetico by giving them a call at 801-576-8600 or log on to Softwater Utah. Kinetico of Utah, an authorized Kinetico dealer. Then sit back and enjoy your shower even more.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same, but at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope, never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
KSL News Time, 12:44. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
all of Utah's House representatives in Washington voted in favor of George Santos' expulsion this morning. Several say in statements to KSL News Radio that the evidence against Santos was clear. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, we'll get up to a few feet of snow in the mountains this weekend. And third, traffic and weather together. Here's KSL News Radio's Ricky Meeks.
The snow is definitely slowing down the drive on all the roadways in Davis and parts of Weber County, especially anywhere between Bountiful up to, I'm going to say, about Ogden. So if you're going to be traveling, especially Highway 89, expect winter driving conditions and slow speeds. Ricky Meeks in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pollution relief is en route with snow showers today. I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's 36 degrees right now in Salt Lake City. KSL's top national stories now from ABC News.
With the ceasefire in Israel now over, Palestinian civilians are talking about whether they'll be left without essential supplies once again. In Jerusalem, ABC's Inez de la Quatera.
When it comes to that aid, there are fears that it's going to stop flowing in or will at least be limited once again. Part of the reason we had seen the ceasefire was for humanitarian aid to get in and, of course, for hostages to get out.
A special election will be called by New York's governor to fill the congressional seat of George Santos, the Long Island Republican today, because the sixth member ever to be kicked out of the House is him, facing a 23-count federal indictment. He denies wrongdoing. The first woman to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court has died. Sandra Day O'Connor was 93. Dementia and a respiratory illness cited by a court statement. Lawsuits against Donald Trump over the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot can move forward, according to a federal appeals court, rejecting the former president's claim of immunity. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Snow finally capping our mountains. Ski resorts are opening now, but that also means our avalanche danger is increasing. Greg Gagne with the Utah Avalanche Center joins us live. Greg, next week is Avalanche Awareness Week. What's involved with that?
Yeah, thanks for having us. Exactly. This coming week is Avalanche Awareness Week, and there's a bunch of events being held statewide, certainly through the Wasatch Front, but as far north as Logan, Beaver, Moab, Central Utah. And the events are everything from basic avalanche awareness talks to beacon rescue, practicing beacon rescue, just trying to make people aware of the risk of avalanches in Utah's mountains, how people can recreate safely, whether it's skis or snowshoes or snow machine, and tell people to visit the UtahAvalancheCenter.org website, where we provide statewide avalanche forecasts.
What will you learn when you go there? What are the basic avalanche safety tips?
Yeah, so I'll highlight two of the workshops, perhaps. One of them is we give what's called a know before you go talk. These talks have actually been adopted worldwide. And in about a half hour, it provides this wealth of information that provides basic avalanche awareness. For someone who has very little avalanche awareness, it's a great learning opportunity. And you discover things like the Utah Avalanche website, how to read the forecast, how to use the forecasts and apply the forecasts. We also give beacon workshops. So if you're traveling in avalanche terrain, you need the necessary safety gear, shovel, beacon, avalanche beacon, and a probe. And how do you use those beacons? How do you search for someone who may have gotten caught in an avalanche? So we have workshops that help you figure out how to perform a rescue and if someone was involved in an avalanche.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Greg Gagne from the Utah Avalanche Center here on KSL News Radio. Our KSL News Time, 12:49, traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meeks.
Still have not received official word that they are going to be shutting down Ogden Canyon SR-39. However, I'm not seeing any traffic get through the canyon right now. Doesn't mean there aren't some canyons, but overall, it's kind of icy and dicey up there in Ogden Canyon. Our other canyon that's had problems, Sardine, SR-8991, restrictions in place there. It's really been hit hard from about Brigham City up to Wellsville. And then I-15 also seeing some moisture on the road. Now, some of this is light snow, but a lot of wet road surfaces on I-15, I-84, Highway 89, Legacy Parkway, and your big secondary roads in parts of Weber and Davis counties. Salt Lake County Freeway is still in pretty good shape. We've had a little bit of busy traffic northbound I-15 in South Salt Lake by 3300 South. Witness the magic of the Nutcracker, opening December 8th with the timeless music of Tchaikovsky, performed live by the Ballet West Orchestra. Tickets at balletwest.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. We are going to clear the gunk today, folks. 37 the high, snow showers likely. 39 tomorrow, more rounds of snow. 42 rain, snow showers on Sunday. And then 44, mostly cloudy skies as we work into Monday. Next week, the haze returns, folks. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, high pressure moves in overhead, but there is a chance to clear it out next Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, we're at 36 degrees with some light snow in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Holiday stories from Shane Company customers.
I didn't have a clue what to get my wife for Christmas this year.
I have everything I need.
Then it came to me. At Shane Company, I could upgrade the diamond on her engagement ring.
Bigger and even more beautiful. I'll never say no to an upgrade.
As long as it isn't me.
Upgrade your Shane Company natural diamond center stone, studs, or pendant and only pay the difference from what you originally paid. Tis the season to shine. Shane Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/save. That's eucora.com/save.
Guys, your promise is your word, right? You stick by it, you live by it. So does Revive Men's Health with our Revive Promise for low T and ED. The Revive Promise means your tests and lab work are free when you begin treatment, and our low T and ED treatments are money back guaranteed. Yes, that's right. We stand behind our treatments and our results. That's our promise to you. Revive Men's Health has successfully helped thousands of men with low T, ED, and sexual health issues since 2011. If you're experiencing symptoms like chronic low energy, less drive, sleep issues, weight gain, poor performance, bad moods, or ED, you need Revive. Don't settle. Get affordable, guaranteed custom low T and ED solutions with lasting results from Salt Lake City's favorite men's clinic. And remember, there are no extra bills when you begin treatment. All labs and tests are free, and your low T and ED treatments are money back guaranteed. Call Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City today to schedule your appointment. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivemensHealth.com.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and already this holiday season, I had the chance to sneak off to one of the opening nights and see Elf. And I saw it all by myself. Why? Because the whole family is going to go see Elf here in about 2 weeks. That includes Dee's family flying in from Missouri. We absolutely love the productions at Hale Center Theater. But Elf, I'll tell you, it is so much fun. And if you love the movie, there will be so many things that you love that you saw in the movie, but so much more when you get the HCT treatment right there on that beautiful stage. Don't miss your chance to see Elf. Go to hct.org and lock down your tickets right now. And I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that this is the time, right here, right now, to get your tickets for A Christmas Carol. It sells out each and every year. Don't miss that amazing family tradition. It's waiting for you now at Hale Center Theater.
Keys to the first Tesla Cybertruck have now been handed over to the customer.
Standing beside the angular stainless steel alloy Cybertruck was Tesla CEO Elon Musk.
I think it's our best product. And finally, the future will look like the future.
A day earlier, a Florida man named Paul Ryan Overeem was arrested and charged with making terroristic threats targeting the Cybertruck delivery event. Police say he had posted on Instagram, quote, "I plan on killing people," and "I need to be stopped." Overeem's black Chevy Tahoe was spotted by license plate cameras a few miles from the plant. He was pulled over and taken into custody without incident. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Watching Utah's money now, McDonald's has unveiled another celebrity meal collaboration, this time with DJ Curran Frost. The meal is bringing back McNugget Buddies for the first time in 25 years. A portion of the profits will be donated to the Harlem Arts Alliance. The pre-cut cantaloupe recall continues. At least 117 people across 34 states have gotten sick after eating a fruit contaminated with salmonella, and 61 of those people have died. Recalled products have been extended to include cantaloupes from Kroger, Sprouts, and Trader Joe's. A new plan in Manhattan would charge drivers at least $15 to enter its central business district. This would be the first limit of its kind, and it would be expected to produce $1 billion annually. Cities like London and Stockholm have similar programs. Your money at this moment, the Dow Jones average up 253 points on the day right now. The NASDAQ is up 53. S&P 500 right now up 22 points. You could win a gift just by watching squirrels, it turns out. Here's KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Squirrel Fest is here, and anyone can become a citizen scientist for the Natural History Museum of Utah. It's a week-long event from December 2nd to the 10th to gather data on squirrels to better understand where they live and how it affects the environment. The first 150 citizen scientists to submit a squirrel survey will win a thank-you gift from the museum. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:56.
Introducing Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. We're bringing all of Utah's favorite HVAC, plumbing, and electrical brands under one roof. Call the pros at Yes and take $50 off any heating, cooling, plumbing, or electrical system repair over $200. Get fast relief and $50 off any repair from Yes Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. The same great people providing the same great service that Utah has counted on for more than 45 years. Visit theyesmancan.com to schedule your appointment.
Get ready, Utah. It's Medicare annual enrollment period, so why not make enrolling easier with United Healthcare? Whether you choose our online tools or over-the-phone support, United Healthcare will help you compare options so you can choose a plan with confidence. This is Medicare made for Utah. Trusted everywhere. Explore our wide range of plans by calling United Healthcare today at 1-855-MEET-UHC. That's 1-855-MEET-UHC. Annual enrollment begins October 15th and ends December 7th, so call today.
Fall is here, and that means begging local teenagers to rake your leaves for you.
Come on, please.
It means the wondrous smell of your fireplace blazing on a crisp fall night. Only to remember you forgot to open the flue. Yes, fall had its challenges, and one of them might be that fall paint project of yours. But fear not, that's a simple challenge, because you have Five Star Painting. Five Star Painting is custom home painting, from interior to exterior to new construction. Each project manager lives in the area they cover, and Five Star offers free color consultations through Sherwin-Williams, along with free color samples. Plus, if you schedule a free estimate, you'll discover how to turn that into free paint. Visit FiveStarPainting.com and learn about their five-star reviews and overall excellence. FiveStarPainting.com. Remember to contact them about free color samples. Five Star Painting.
Intermountain Medical Center in Murray, LDS Hospital in Salt Lake City, and Utah Valley Hospital in Provo are ranked among the 2023 list for best cancer hospitals in the nation by Newsweek magazine for the high level of comprehensive personalized care and treatment they provide. Intermountain Cancer Center locations provide an integrated, personalized approach to cancer treatment care, close to home for patients throughout the Intermountain West, as well as telehealth services. Brought to you by Intermountain Health and KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:58. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union's new Dividend Plus checking account. Here's Ricky Meese.
A single vehicle accident along I-15 by the Kaysville Ponds 200 North, but it's out of traffic over to the shoulder. But what you will see if you're going to be traveling I-15 or any of the other bigger roadways in Davis and Weber counties, there's a lot of snow and spray coming up off the roadway. We've had some snowfall come down, and it's made for a pretty messy kind of drive and slushy at times. Heavy and slow both directions, Highway 89, and this is between Farmington and I-84. Ogden Canyon, it's snow covered and a little slick, but traffic is getting through, and restrictions remain in place on SR 8991 Sardine Canyon. Fed Up Kitchen's Black Friday BOGO sale is back. Buy 1 4-week meal program, get another 4 weeks half off. That's 2 weeks of free healthy meals. Order online now at fedupkitchen.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL weather, showers off and on through the weekend. Snow until late Saturday into Sunday, when it'll turn to rain, and we could see 1 to 4 inches of snow in the valleys with 15 to 30 inches in Utah's northern mountains. I'm Dan Bamas, in for Maria Chaleos. This is Utah's Noon News.